Get ready for a deep dive into the world of AI, where even tech giants are feeling the pinch of their own success. Today, we're talking about Google's internal compute resources becoming a hot commodity, so much so that its own researchers are now queuing up for access. It's a fascinating look at the infrastructure demands of the AI boom, and it's just one of the big stories we're tracking. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Monday, May 18th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today reveals an interesting challenge within Google as its highly successful Tensor Processing Unit, or TPU, capacity is now so in demand that even its own researchers are facing queues. According to Bloomberg, Google's TPU stack has become a critical component in major deals with external partners like Anthropic and Meta. This external success, while a testament to Google's advanced AI infrastructure, has created an internal bottleneck, making compute access at Google and DeepMind a contested resource. The situation highlights the immense and growing appetite for specialized AI compute power across the industry, demonstrating that even the largest players are grappling with resource allocation as AI development accelerates. It underscores the strategic importance of AI hardware and the competitive landscape for securing the necessary infrastructure to train and deploy cutting-edge models. Shifting gears to upcoming announcements, anticipation is building for Google I/O 2026, where major AI advancements are expected, including the rumored launch of Gemini Omni, Spark, and Android XR. Analytics Insight reports that this event is poised to be Google's most significant AI push yet, following the release of Gemini 3.1 Pro back in February 2026. The tech giant is looking to make a strong statement in a competitive field, especially with rivals having recently launched models like GPT 5.5 and Claude Opus 4.7, and Anthropic's upcoming Mythos model on the horizon. While specifics about the new AI models are still under wraps, the potential introduction of Gemini Omni suggests a unified, multimodal AI experience, while Spark and Android XR point towards new applications in extended reality and beyond. This strategic unveiling at I/O could redefine Google's position in the rapidly evolving AI ecosystem, showcasing its commitment to pushing the boundaries of AI integration across its product portfolio. In a significant development for the ethical discourse surrounding artificial intelligence, the Vatican is preparing to present the Pontiff's first-ever AI-focused encyclical. According to AP reporting via letsdatascience.com, the document, titled Magnifica Humanitas, or Magnificent Humanity, is scheduled for release on May 25. Pope Leo XIV signed the encyclical, which specifically addresses the critical issue of caring for human dignity in the era of artificial intelligence. Notably, the development of this landmark document involved collaboration with Anthropic's co-founder, signaling a cross-disciplinary effort to shape the global conversation on AI ethics. This move by the Vatican underscores the growing recognition among global leaders and institutions of the profound societal implications of AI and the urgent need for ethical frameworks to guide its development and deployment. Turning to academic integrity, the popular preprint server Ars Archive has implemented a strict new policy to combat the rising tide of unchecked AI-generated content in research papers. TheNextWeb.com reports that researchers who submit papers containing such content will now face a one-year ban from the platform. This decisive action comes in response to a concerning trend. The rate of papers containing at least one fake reference has dramatically increased, climbing from 1 in 2,828 papers in a previous year to 1 in 277 in the first 7 weeks of 2026. Researchers attribute this surge directly to the proliferation of AI writing tools, which can inadvertently or intentionally generate inaccurate citations and content. Archive's new policy aims to uphold the integrity of scientific publishing and encourage responsible use of AI tools within the academic community, sending a clear message about the importance of human oversight in research. In a move to address growing community concerns, OpenAI has announced the creation of a new position aimed at easing tensions surrounding its data center operations. According to the Times of India, citing a Business Insider report, the company is actively seeking a community engagement lead to manage clashes and protests that have intensified across the United States. This role will focus on fostering better relationships with local communities impacted by the construction and operation of OpenAI's expanding data infrastructure. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the ongoing debate about Europe's position in the global AI landscape. Arthur Mensch, CEO of Mistral AI, recently warned the French Parliament that Europe risks becoming a vassal state to the US if it doesn't rapidly develop its own AI industry. This highlights a significant geopolitical concern about digital sovereignty and the imperative for Europe to reduce its reliance on imported digital services from the United States. That is TSL, bite-sized for Monday, May 18th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.